Hi, Tom. Good to see you again.
Thanks.
Okay. First of all, welcome back to L.A. How is your game? Because I understand you haven't practiced a whole lot until the last week or so. Is that right?
I've been practicing quite a bit. Not in Kansas City, but I practiced a lot up until I got back to Kansas City from Hawaii. I did a lot of practicing over there. So I'm not real happy with my game right now, but today was some improvement over yesterday. Yesterday was a pretty ugly day, the good thing about it, I scrambled around and still kind of managed to be around par yesterday. So, and today I did a little bit better, hitting the greens and made a couple long putts today you didn't expect to make.
I just talked to Scott Hoke, and he was saying, this game is so crazy. He goes, I don't like this course. I haven't played well. I shot awful yesterday, shot a 64 today.
I like this course, man. I've always enjoyed it, and it's a really good challenge because when you get on these greens, sometimes you just don't know which way is going to break.
Right. How's your game overall coming into this year?
Well, it was not it wasn't very good shape, and right now it's kind of in the same. It's kind of in the doldrums right now, but there is some hope. There's some there are a few things I'm doing well, so we'll see what happens at the Masters when I go there in a couple of weeks.
That's great. We talked a couple times a few years ago about you still love to play in the Open, and is that still going to be the case?
Yeah. I'll be playing the British Open and the Masters this year. And
beautiful.
And, of course, starting to ramp up for the Ryder Cup in 2014, looking at all the kids out there, trying to get a pretty good handle on who they are, what they can do, what kind of players they are, how they play in bad conditions, what kind of guts they've got. And that's what I have to do as a captain, to be able to pick three or four players who will join the team and help us win that cup back. We need to do that. We've lost seven out of the last nine.
One more question on the anchoring of the putter. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they've gone too long letting the anchoring be. I don't think it's a stroke, but it's not like Sam Snead's croquet style.
Right.
When Sam Snead started that croquet style, the USGA immediately said it was illegal. And that's what the USGA and the RNA should have done with this.
Right.
I just think it's gone too long, even though I don't think it's a stroke. But we'll see what happens. I hope they don't get into legal issues with it, because I think that's what's eventually going to happen.
Yeah, we don't want to lose any players on the tours either, right? I mean, that's part of it, isn't
it? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's
just
it can be a mess if they let it be a mess, and I hope they don't let it be a mess.
Thanks, Tom.